lanes in a number of other residential areas. That's usually not a criteria as to why we wouldn't put a bus lane in a certain area.
It was unique on this corridor, and so that's kind of weighed into the recommendation, and we can come close to accomplishing. We are trying to maximize the time competitiveness of the bus with the auto. In that alternative, we're able to, Alternative A1, the bus today takes about 55 minutes to get from end to end, from kind of close to MacArthur Park to Sentinella, which is the boundary with Santa Monica. In Alternative A1, we'll be able to reduce that to 44 minutes. In Alternative A, we would be able to reduce that to 43 minutes. So the two are relatively close, and we were able to address some of the concerns that we heard during the environmental outreach meetings.
Okay. And we do have full funding for Alternative A, correct?
Right. In essence, we will be using all the full funding in any of the alternatives.
Can I just make an interruption at this point? I want to announce to those of you in the audience that you came here by bus. The last bus, I've been told, is about to depart, and so please proceed to the Transit Plaza. Excuse me, go ahead.
And so you will use the full funding amount no matter what alternative is selected?
Right. In Alternative A, more of it goes into the bus lane component. In Alternative A1 and A2, we're doing less bus lanes. We'll be reinvesting some of the dollars into reconstruction further east and into upgrading the signal priority. And the staff recommendation to FTA, regardless of is to fully utilize the very small start grant that's been hopefully provided for us.
Okay. I was one of those council members that was advocating for the full 8.7 in council, and I think I'm be consistent with that and here at the board. So I will vote no on the recommended truncated A1, but I understand this will still go back to council, and we will continue to take that up there and then come back should we have a different alignment. But I see no difference between A and A1. It saves us 2 minutes. That's not a whole lot to take this one area out. I'm not as familiar with the neighborhood, but I would imagine, just like any other residential area, how much more unique can it be? That's the only reason I'm hearing from you as to why it wouldn't be included in there. But absent any other significant reason as to why we're taking this one portion out, it just doesn't make sense to me why we'd take it out. So that's why I would vote no on this and take that up in council at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Okay. Does this deal with the VA issue, the recommendation before us?
I'm sorry, the VA.
The VA.
The VA issue.
Better as a minister, the VA.
Yes. The Metro Rapid does stop along near the VA, so the bus lane would serve the VA. Yes, I'm not quite sure exactly.
Well, exactly serves the VA. I mean, how?
Right.
Well, I mean,
yes, it does.
You know, for someone that's physically challenged.
Yeah, so
the blocks is a long ways. Is it next door?
Well, the point is correct. I mean, the longer the bus service that we provide, the faster the end-to-end time is. The 720 and the Metro Rapid project will serve the VA. There is a stop at the VA.
There's a stop now, and there will be a stop later. It'll just
right.
be a busway stop now.
I'll move the staff recommendation.
Yeah. And the staff recommendation is what?
Is A1,
okay.
Which is to have the busway, the exception of the area from Comstock, the leg from Comstock to Selby.
Right.
Everything else would be in. And Mr. Chairman, I would just like to ask that the staff, after this is implemented, whenever that's going to be, and when is that going to be, by the way?
It would be mid 2013.
Okay. So we got
a ways to go.
Be dead. It to be as part of this action that 3 months after the implementation of the program of the bus lane, that you bring a status report to this board on how it's working across the whole way. I'm supporting the staff recommendation. I think you've done a very good job in addressing my issues, the issues of other communities, and the various stakeholders. But I do think we need to be open to seeing how it's working and fixing things that aren't going to be working. There are going to be things that are going to go wrong with this. We know it, and we need to be able to respond and fix it. And if the whole thing, fix it. And that's what I would hope we could do on a very timely basis. I wouldn't even, if you think you have a fix to something, you should fix it without coming back to the board. But I think the board should get a three-month report post-implementation.
So does this recommendation include the Century City stop then or not?
No. Just on Wilshire.
That's what I'd ask.
Just on Wilshire. If I could add, I think it's a real important point that there's active monitoring as soon as the project opens, as well as very good outreach so that the public isn't confused when it opens. You know, we appreciate the partnership we've had with LADOT. They've been great all along, and we'll be working with them so that they're monitoring in real time. So if there are issues that come up, you know, we would expect that they get dealt with as they're happening. And if there are recurrent issues that require a change in the project, you know, we'll be looking at that, and we're happy to report in 3 months. So.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded on the recommendation item 13A1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That the motion?
A1.
Okay.
You got to clear the roll.
Got to clear it.
What is it? For 1A?
One, yeah.
A1.
A1.
Item 13, but choosing A1 and certifying the error.
Okay, if you want to clear the field. Getting there. There's enough money in the budget, might get a new system. Says you.
Yeah, no good.
You need some additional votes so I can help you out over here.
All right, coming up.
Three.
Director Ridley Thomas, Director Antonovich, item 13, A1.
Fernando?
Oh, this one is. This one is. All right.
No.
This is for which one?
This is.
Item 13.
This is the long that's recommended.
A1.
Four. The long.
Okay. Director Ridley Thomas?
Mark, are you going to vote on this thing?
Okay, no problem. All right. Item passes. Okay. Now. We are back on. Thank you, those of you that came on item 13. The recommendation A1 was passed. Now we are back on item number 1.
Mr. Mr. Chairman,
on the just a clarification for everybody on the floor right now. On the floor right now is the original amended motion by Director Katz. It's been moved and seconded. The direction was to see if they, as a friendly amendment, could rework the language. I will let them report out as to where they are. Otherwise, the motion that's on the floor is the substitute motion by Director Katz.
Oh, Mr.
Chairman, in The motion that I had made and that was seconded and is before us is designed to accomplish a number of things.
Pardon me for a moment. Those behind us.
Can we ask you to move back, please?
Hold up, please.
Is designed to do a couple of things. Most importantly, what I'm trying to accomplish, and the mayor has been supportive, is making sure that we don't just pass something that's window dressing and let people leave here feeling warm and fuzzy, but not really accomplishing what we'd like to get. This motion, this substitute motion that I make, is a commitment, I believe, to build a Leimert Park station. It's written to build a Leimert Park station, and it's written to give maximum options to achieve funding for a Leimert Park station. We have all discussed Measure R. Measure R, in year of expenditure, has the Crenshaw line in there at $1.715 billion. Money that, you know, 4 years ago didn't exist at all. It's there because it was in Measure R. It's there because when Secretary LaHood asked Mayor Villaraigosa, where do you want this TIFIA loan, not grant, where do you want this TIFIA loan to go first, his response was Crenshaw. Crenshaw, Crenshaw, Crenshaw. That's why we're here today. We appreciate the importance, and I agree with the importance of Leimert Park. But we have tried through board policy after board policy to keep all the projects within the Measure R budget as passed by the voters. This motion, the substitute motion that I've introduced, is designed to do just that and provide multiple options to make sure that the commitment to have a station in Leimert Park is realized. And it's for those reasons that I ask for your support.
On the original substitute motion?
Yes, on the original substitute motion.
Has there been, okay.
Mr. Chairman, no if language. I may.
Yeah, yes, Director Riley Thomas.
We spent the last hour working with the mayor's staff and my staff trying to arrive at compromise language. That's been circulated for our review. I have no intention of supporting the original motion that was put forth, and it seems to me that I must have misunderstood, Mr. Mayor, why we were engaging in a conversation about the issue of compromise language. That meaning no piece on 48th Street. That measure was drafted with your staff in mind, so I'm a little confused. Director Katz, I think I'm a little confused.
I think the most important thing, so that you can unconfuse the rest of us.
Did you get the new piece?
If you can unconfuse the rest of us, Director, both of you, as to what the language differences are. Okay.
As you said, Mr.
Let me ask a point of order. Are we on the Katz Amendment, or are we on the Villaraigosa really
Katz? Katz.
Well, why are we doing
my name?
Why are we doing Katz? Katz? I thought we were spending all that time to craft a motion that we could compromise on.
One second.
Question, let me clarify, Chair. The question that was asked is what motion we are on. At this point, we are on the Katz motion.
We submitted another.
If in fact.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's no Robert's Rules of Orders here. I got it under control. Trust me. Okay? We have the substitute motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. Okay? If there's another motion, I was asking, could they amend the Katz motion to get accomplished what they wanted to do?
No, in fact.
Otherwise, it's going to be a substitute motion for a substitute motion, which means you'd have to vote the Katz motion up or down before you could deal with the next motion.
Let me clarify. I think what happened. We were working. We were on the substitute motion. At which time, Supervisor Ridley Thomas put forth a verbal motion to amend that substitute. Because it was verbal, we all said, "Well, hold it. We need to see something in writing." So we did not go out for the purpose of doing anything except to put in writing that which Supervisor Ridley Thomas was proposing. In the course of that, because as he has said, we have tried over the last hour to work out language that is agreeable. The concern that the difference between the language that is being proposed currently by Supervisor Ridley Thomas is that although they both state they would live within the $1.7 billion, in his motion, it puts the station in the baseline budget, requiring that if at some point there it is not within the budget, we'd have to take it out. This motion, the motion put forth by Mr. Director Katz, says if within the 1.7 we can build the Leimert Park Station, we put it in. The difference is that we would be essentially doing this twice, voting now to on the Ridley Thomas motion, and then voting to put it in if it doesn't value engineer within that amount. So that's the difference of opinion. We both agree that we got to build a Leimert Park Station. We both agree that it should be within the 1.7. The difference is this motion says it will be within the one. If it can be value engineered and the bids come in within that amount, we will put the station in. In the other motion, it says if the bids don't come in within the 1.7, we'll take it out. That's the essential difference. No, well, he put my name on it because we were working on it, trying to work.
So you oppose this then?
Yeah, I'm supporting the substitute motion. That's right.
The original substitute
motion. Which are you supporting?
The original substitute motion.
Katz motion.
Because the only difference between them is one puts it in now within, if we live within the budget, but then you'd have to take it out. This one puts it in if we're within the budget. That's the only difference between these motions. They both support Leimert Park as a station. And they both say live within $1.7 billion.
We provide additional options.
If they both say that, why don't we move affirmatively? That is to say that we are going to secure it, to say that it will have to live within the budgetary confines that are set forth specifically, and if in fact it comes to the point that value engineering has to be brought to bear for the whole project, so be it. It seems to me that the CEO, and you speak for yourself if you would, Mr. Leahy, said that all of these projects have to come back anyway for decisions that then need to be made. If we set the parameters, I don't understand why we wouldn't move affirmatively rather than tentatively. The objective here is to send a message to the stakeholders that we are serious about Leimert Park in this instance. To do otherwise just creates another kind of unnecessary confusion. I think we ought to be as affirmative as we can within the context of living within our means, and all of this wordsmithing that is essentially sending us in five or six different directions when we have basically come to an agreement seems to me to be unnecessary. And we have an opportunity to move forward here with saying to stakeholders, the Leimert Park is important to us, and we want to make sure that it's in this Crenshaw to LAX project. We have to do it within existing resources. Unless we can find resources otherwise, that obviously we'll have to pursue like with any other project. I get that. The stakeholders get that. I'm sure all of us on this table get that. And why that ends up being so difficult to do is simply beyond me at this point. And, Mr. Mayor, I appeal to you just to honor the process that we have here. The CEO ought to weigh in at this point and tell me if I'm incorrect with respect to this having to come back for review.
Yeah, you're correct. In the event there's the dollar amount exceeds the Measure R allocation, it will come back. But that's really not what you're talking about. What you're talking about here is the contingent, the approach towards that contingency problem that may or may not exist in the future.
Okay, Director O'Connor.
No,
you pushed it. Okay. All right. So before us is the Katz substitute motion. All right, so before...
Clear the...
You know, Mr. Chairman, we have a responsibility. Everybody in the audience who was here on this item knew that there was an attempt to work out a compromise, and they saw the staff's of the supervisors and the city of Los Angeles working on a compromise. We have a proposal before us that has the mayor of the city of Los Angeles' name on it with the supervisor, Mark Ridley Thomas's name on it. Everybody in good faith, we're working to come up with a solution, only to now to be told, ignore that, go back to original amendment that was being offered by Mr. Katz. That's not keeping good faith with the audience. And I would say, let's vote on the compromise that was with the mayor and the supervisor's name on it.
I just clarified to you. Mr. Antonovich, that you're right. There has been and continues to be an effort to try to reach a meeting of the minds. And it's not worth smithing. Both of these proposals are very clear. We're going to build a Leimert Park station within the budget. The difference between these two, and there was a good faith effort to try to work it out, is that one puts this project in the baseline, and both say that it will live within the means of 1.715. One puts it within the baseline, the other doesn't. The force and effect of that is that we'd have to come back again if the bids come below 1.715, we would put it in. A great thing. I believe that that's what will happen. If the bids come above that, we'd have to take it out. That's the only difference here. And in that case, I would prefer, because we all agreed that it has to live within the 1.75. There's no disagreement about that. That's the only difference here. And given that we were unable to work out language that protects against that, I'm moving ahead in support of the substitute motion as verbalized by Mr. Katz.
Okay, Mr. Leahy, and then Director O'Connor.
Can I ask that the motion include $1 million for additional PE as regards the station box, please? So we can get the work done in advance of the bid.
Yeah, that's.
I'll accept that amendment from the CEO. I'm sorry. The project budget advance $1 million for additional PE required for the station vault. Okay, Director O'Connor.
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about process. There are 13 members of this board, and any board member can propose an amendment, and they can work with anyone else, except they cannot work with the majority of the board, except in full session, so that two or three members of the board decided to work together to put on paper the words so we would understand that we are voting is certainly appropriate. But we would never, nor should we, have a majority of us go back and discuss an item and make a decision on it, because we are covered by the Brown Act, and I think that is what we all do it here too. So there's no presupposition that there was some deal that was being made or that was being considered or that was coming back with an agreement, because we are here now doing it in public. I appreciate the work that was done to put the words on paper so that I, as a decision maker, in my capacity representing my cities, can look at it on paper, analyze it, make a considered decision. I appreciate that work. But again, we're ruled by the Brown Act. We abide by it. We do not go in the back room and make deals or negotiate. And I don't believe that was done. I believe several members went back there to put it on paper so we would all have a better understanding and could make a good decision.
Thank you. Director Fasano.
Does Director Katz's motion still include the item on the 48th Street station?
It does. As I mentioned to the supervisor, because I was not aware that that was a piece he did not necessarily want considered, if he'd like us to take it out, I'd be happy to.
But I think materially, with that being the difference, I would urge a no vote on the Katz motion and a yes vote on the Ridley Thomas motion.
That's not material. That's not the material difference, by the way. That's one of several differences.
Okay, well, here's what we can do. We'll take the vote on the Katz motion, and then we'll take a vote on if the supervisor wants to resubmit a substitute motion. Okay? Yes, on the Katz motion. Okay? All right, here we go.
Just leave it in.
You're up. All right, so I got...
This is the noise, right?
Before us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a Katz motion before us.
There is no vote.
Don, you haven't voted.
Yeah, I don't want to vote.
Shameful.
All right, so the Katz motion passes in support of the Leimert Park Station within the budget, as well as the baseline with the underground station or the unfinished station boxes within the confines, and the advancement of $1 million. Advancement of $1 million for the preliminary engineering as it relates to the station box. Okay? So I would hope everyone sees that as a positive.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Well, okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I want to, pardon me,
Director Ray Thomas, you're going to resubmit your motion?
Mr. Chairman, there was an attempt to reach a compromise. We've spent approximately 5 hours, absent an hour or so. On other matters, I want to thank you for presiding in an efficient and orderly way. I want to thank the audience and all of those who are here on this matter. I wish to say that the effort has been advanced. My vote stands. I'm prepared to defend it. Business must be conducted in a forthright and effective way. I am sorry that we did not land with the compromise language that I could embrace. Quite frankly, I'm surprised by it. But be that as it may, we know what we need to do to move forward to make sure that we have a credible project at the end of the day. And so let me just simply thank you all for being here.
Well, let me just add to that, to thank you all, and those that had to leave for coming down and being a part of this today, and more importantly, your patience and understanding. And I will tell you, in light of the nature of the issue, we really appreciated the way you behaved as a group, and your testimony was taken. The only exception I would take with Director Ridley Thomas is I really felt with this motion that we have making a commitment, have made a commitment to Leimert Park Station. And I, you know, whether or not the language, you know, the wordsmithing, you know, they tried to twist it this way or twist it that way, at the end of the day, this was a victory for the Leimert Park Station. And I think everyone should know that it's going to be our greatest attempt to make that happen within the confines of the budget. So with that, for those of you that came in that item, I appreciate it. And again, to Director Ridley Thomas, I appreciate your cooperation in helping to coordinate the testimony. All right, with that, I think we're going to take the budget up now. Pardon me?
You don't finish public comment?
On what?
On general public comment. I've been here all night.
We aren't there yet, sir. We still have an item or two left. All right, as you all leave, we're going to move into a budget presentation, and then
request approval, but do we have the votes?
All right. We can, as you, those of you that are
Those of you that are having to depart, if you would do that quietly or carry your conversations outside, I'd appreciate it. And again, thank you for your patience and understanding. It's been a long day. I know it's been long out there. It's been long here, too. So, all right. Staff, will you proceed on the budget, please?
Yes, we are prepared to do this in a lean in just a second. We have a balanced budget recommended to you. I request approval of the budget. It addresses a number of important themes or goals, better service management, better efficiencies on the transit system, enhanced rail service, enhanced project management and delivery capabilities, attacking deferred maintenance and station and vehicle cleanliness, includes an initiative on two test projects on cleaning up our freeways, and a personnel development program, Next Generation, to prepare for the generational transition, which is going to be occurring in the next 5 to 10 years. We've been working on this since last December, working with board staff since last January. We really recommend approval of this. Nalini?
I'd just like to just say we request approval of recommendations.
Okay, excuse me. Both up in the dais as well as out there, if we could have your attention, please, for the budget presentation. And please, as you're making your presentation, get as close as you can to the microphone. Okay?
Yeah, just to add to what Art said, we did have 8 board staff briefings on the budget. We had a public hearing. We had a board workshop. And at this point, the budget is balanced. It's at $4.1 billion. We are requesting some additional positions for Measure R as well as Expo operations. Just please approve recommendation A through E so we can proceed with the budget. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer.
Okay.
So we request approval.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay, we have a motion, a second to accept the budget as presented. We do have public testimony. I'm going to first call Barbara Lott Holland, followed by Francisca Burchess. I believe it's Burchess. And then Sun Young Yang. Be the first 3 speakers.
Good afternoon. Barbara Lott Holland, co-chair of the Bus Riders Union and a resident of South Los Angeles. The proposed pilot project of reducing the day pass is a very good start for increasing ridership. But to really increase the ridership for the long term, a reversal of the 2010 fare increase and a stay on the current proposed service cuts is needed. With the high unemployment, riders need to know that at the end of the day that they will be able to go to a job farther away because they have adequate bus service. Riders also need to know that at night, if they do have a job at night, it doesn't mean that they will have to wait until the first early morning bus to get back home. Waiting 30 to 60 minutes for the next bus and a longer walk to the bus stop will not encourage people to take the bus even with a reduced fare. The MTA lost 1.5 million boardings after the fare increase in 2010. A real solution to the low ridership in this economic recession would be to currently stop the proposed service cuts and a full reversal of the fare increases of 2010. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Francesca, Sun Young Yang, Rosa Miranda, Arcele Barbosa, Eric Roman,
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Rosa Miranda y soy miembro del Sindicato de Pasajeros.
Good afternoon, my name is Rosa Miranda, I'm a member of the Bus Riders Union.
Estoy pidiendo a esta mesa que debatan considerar en el presupuesto parar los recortes de servicio de autobús de 72 mil horas de servicio, propuestas para eliminar y restablecer líneas eliminadas como son la 30 y 31.
I am asking this board to consider debating about stopping 72,000 hours of service cuts inside the budget, and also to consider restoring services as the lines 30 and 31.
Yo personalmente estuve en una reunión en el este de Los Ángeles y al escuchar los sacrificios que hacen para poder llegar o desplazarse a hospitales, escuelas, clínicas y trabajos o para ir de compras y han cerrado negocios.
So I personally went to a meeting in East LA, and I heard about the sacrifices people make to go to be able to go to hospitals, schools, neighborhood clinics, their jobs, and you know, some of their businesses are also closing.
Es por eso que el sindicato de pasajeros siempre estamos argumentando cuáles serán los impactos acumulativos después de eliminar servicio de autobús.
This is the reason why the VRU is always making an argument about looking at the cumulative impacts that happen when you eliminate buses.
La gente está sufriendo los recortes de servicio, faltas de empleo, recortes de servicios sociales, y cuando nuestra comunidad está sufriendo escasez de fondos, esta agencia tiene abundancia de fondos.
Our community is suffering the impacts of service cuts, lack of employment, service cuts everywhere, social service cuts, and you have an abundance of services of money right now.
Le pedimos que eviten estas 72,000 horas de servicio en el presupuesto y restablezcan líneas como la 30 y 31.
So we're asking you to restore lines like 31 and 30, and also to stop the service, the 72,000 hour service cuts.
Eric Roman. Archie Souter.
Good afternoon, Board. Eric Roman again from the Bus Riders Union. This board had a rigorous debate just a couple of months ago about bus service cuts that you all remember. And we appreciate the efforts of those of you who tried to protect bus service. But what we see today is a budget that basically reflects the priorities that were adopted that day, which is an expanded budget, huge amounts of resources invested in rail expansion of Metro staff, bureaucracy, at the same time that you continue in the direction of decimating the bus system, reversing the improvements made under the consent decree, another 72,000 hours proposed to be eliminated in December on top of 305,000 hours that you are that you will be eliminating in at the end of June. We're asking this board to find the political will, just as Supervisor Ridley Thomas tried to find the political will to find money, much smaller amounts of money, to protect bus service and to not continue down the road that will lead to another civil rights crisis, given that you're under federal civil rights investigation. Thank you.
Archie Souter, Jose Francisco Cardero. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Archie and Souter, and I am a home care worker, a member of SEIU, the United Long-Term Care Workers, and a member of the Bus Riders Union. I'm asking the board to reject the service cuts in the fiscal year 2012 budget, including another 72,000 hours to be cut in December. I ride and rely on the buses every day, and for me, bus service cuts mean longer waits, more transfers, and more money spent on fares. So I take the 305, you know, from Martin Luther King and Crenshaw to the Rosa Parks station, and there is no duplicates for that bus. With that bus being cut, I have to take two buses.
Thank you.
That means more money. Thank you.
Dr. Clyde Williams, Arnold Sachs, Gerard Wright. Arnold's gone. Gerard's gone. All right, come on. You're starting to hide back here like Arnold.
No, that's never going to happen. Good afternoon, board members. Just reading a statement as
I'm my capacity as Vice Chair of the Metro Citizens Advisory Council. Dear Board members, the Citizens Advisory Council supports the FY12 budget. We believe that this is a thorough and well-organized budget report and analysis. The Citizens Advisory Council gives its blessing on this document, signed by its Chair, Neil Bjornson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. John Walsh, Trinidad Hernandez, Rosa Amescua.
Point of order. Has Mark Willie Thomas left the room? Has he gone? Has he decided to not participate? We're very upset. Now, this is a very important vote because you're under investigation for racism by the federal government. I'd like to point out that this tape will be used by the federal government. Molina, absent. Ridley Thomas, absent. I'm looking right at their own schedule. Who's absent? Right at the computer. Antonovich, absent. Nigerian, absent. Yaroslavsky, absent. You sit here for 5 hours talking about a subway station that will never get built, and when it comes time for your $4.1 billion budget. This is a false hearing. There is no quorum here, and this has to be done once again next month. HollywoodHighlands.org.
Thank you. Trinidad Hernandez, Rosa Amescua, Irma Rizzio, Jose Rodriguez.
Good afternoon, everybody, in this board meeting. I want to tell you one more time, please stop those budget cuts. They're really affecting a lot of passengers, and don't even think about December. What you guys trying to do for June is already affecting many people. I want to see if you guys can go back on Route 96, 445, 485, and 757. Especially on those four rounds. They're going to affect a lot of people. You're going to try and take the 757 on weekends. We need the 757 every day. Now, the 485 is going to in right here in Union Station at the plaza, but right now it goes all the way to Grand and Venice, which is the clinic that I go for the doctor. So that means if I'm in Costa LA, I'm a student in Costa LA. If I'm in Costa LA and I get sick, I don't have the right to go to the doctor because the 487 and the silver don't take me to the doctor. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I'm waiting for some of my colleagues. I know we've had a lot of committee meetings on this. If there's anyone in the back, I'd ask them to come forward, please. Mr. Fasana?
Yes, I just have a question. On attachment C in the budget detail for the amendments, it indicates that we are realigning two FTEs in community relations and countywide planning. I think that we're moving two people to real estate out of community relations. Could I have some discussion on that today, or can we get a report back on what the implications of that are?
We can have our CEO address that, wherever he might be. Taylor, it's all yours.
Respond if Mr. Director Fasana could repeat the question. I apologize.
Yes, for amendments in attachment C, there was a request to realign two FTEs requested in community relations and countywide planning by moving two of them out of community relations into real estate. And I guess my questions are, what are the implications in terms of community relations given the projects we're trying to build? Do we need a report back on this, or is this something that has to happen today?
We can report back on that.
Okay. I think you still got the overall budget approval, but in terms of the placement of the positions, I'd like some more information on it.
We can talk about that further.
Thank you.
So you want more information right now, this instant? Or, I'm sorry, what is it that you're...
I don't want to hold up the budget, but I did have a question in terms of the move of a couple of our community relations positions over into real estate and what the effects would be in terms of our overall program. So I'll ask for a report back, figuring that we should still have flexibility within our overall budget to readjust those should the board choose to do so.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
Thank you.
Okay. The item has been moved and seconded on the adoption of our budget. And again, we've had a lot of testimony over the time. Yes, Mr. Sykes, you weren't here when I called you.
I was in another room, sir.
give us your 60 seconds.
Yes, thank you.
Name calling.
I'm sorry?
Without name calling, give
us
your 60 seconds.
I didn't call anybody
a name. It was 60 seconds.
Thank you. I certainly hope that these positions that are going to be filled are going to be filled with the best and the brightest. But taking a shot at what the mayor said earlier regarding the bids being 35% less, why aren't you offering salaries that are 35% less? Because people are looking for jobs. So the savings that you could get on these $100,000, $200,000 positions could go to bus service. Makes sense on this side of the podium. On that side of the podium, it pays, corruption pays. That's why high salaries equate to good benefits. But, Mr. Mayor, you've mentioned 35% lower bids. I got three seconds, sir. Don't cut me off, please.
I wouldn't do that. Wishing you luck. Good thing at the end of the day, I'm a very patient and understanding person.
Yeah, I know. You're a kind guy. I'm a kind guy, too. I'm not just going to say what kind.
Okay, let's move to second. Without objection, so ordered. Yeah, you had a comment?
I would like, before we...
Right?
Just before...
Okay.
I would like to say that... I'm going to support this budget, and I know it's a budget drafted in tough times, but I am... You know, I'm going to continue to say we've cut bus service now, I think it's five times in a row. And this assumes another 5.2%. And I'm going to want, as we move ahead, to continue to look at this issue. I mean, I think the beauty... of Measure R and Prop A and C is that it always acknowledges, and honestly, the consent decree. It acknowledges that the way you have a first-class rail system is with a first-class bus system. We got to constantly look at what we're doing to bus service as we move ahead. And so that issue continues to kind of rub my craw, if that's an appropriate colloquialism. So I would like periodic, a quarterly assessment of just what it's doing, not in the abstract, but what it's doing over time to degrade the system.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. With that caveat,
without objection.
Without objection, so order.
Thank you. Public comments?
Public comments. I think that takes care of the regular agenda, if I'm correct.
Right, we're going to closed session now.
Oh, we got a public comments.
Oh.
Daniel Kelly. Clifton Moore. Milton Hughes. Malcolm Klugman. Dr. Clyde Williams. Malcolm. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My proposal is to...
Name is?
My name is Daniel Keller from Arcadia. My proposal is to man all the turnstiles at the rail lines. Right now, as of yesterday when I got on the red line, I was the only one who tapped in. All the people went through... with the red light on, nobody stops them, or they can go in the way people are coming out. I was on the gold line this morning. I was the only one that tapped in. You can go right through at Sierra Madre Villa, and nobody ever stops you. If you want more income, make sure that the rail people pay their fair share. When you're on a bus, you have to tap to get in. When you go on rail, you don't have to. The Orange Line has always been a place where you just can get on. I don't see people tapping, and you guys have done this. Now, what I'm going to do now is just go to the media, and we're just going to film it, and you're going to see it on television, and you'll have to do something then. Thank you.
Thank you. I would ask somebody from our operations to visit with this gentleman to get those locations, and we need to verify that, okay? Sir? Somebody will talk to you. Malcolm, followed by William LeGarry, followed by Tut Hayes.
Couple things. You passed without, in the consent thing, the thing about the 30-day fare instead of the monthly pass, that's not a good idea. 7 months happened to have 31 days in them. You just ripped people off. The other thing I wanted to say, you guys have the megaphone for transportation in this county. And I took a train down to the Angels game. It takes 38 minutes. But I looked at the schedule. It now takes 2 hours and 37 minutes to get from here to San Diego. Instead of building that high-speed rail in the middle of nowhere that train buffs will ride on and nobody else will care, we should commit to building a train from here to San Diego in under an hour. Here, Anaheim, San Diego, and you guys could push for that, and we could get something done that would be terrific for this area.
Thank you. We're with you on that one. Sean Murex. Okay, Sean Murphy, thank you. Flora Rodriguez next. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, thank you. I am for the bus lane only, lane on Wilshire Boulevard. It's about time. Before you do the project, please fix Wilshire Boulevard. It's so bumpy. I rode the 720 on my way to the dentist's office yesterday, and it was a bumpy ride. Please fix it, please.
Thank you.
Also, I'm not happy with the bus cuts.
Thank you. Flora Rodriguez, Raw and Norvay. John Walsh. Harry McElroy. Connie Thomas.
John Walsh, I am addressing my comments to the investigators who will be listening to this tape from the USDOT on discrimination. During the public hearing, there was not a quorum of seven several times. They were not in their seat. They were not in their room. I think it's shocking. You know, I've been here longer than you have, Mr. Mayor, and I'm talking about Mayor Knobby. I've been here longer than you have. I was here when Dean Dana was up there and before Dean Dana. And I have never seen, only one supervisor was here to vote. Four of the five supervisors didn't even vote on the budget. Four of five supervisors, and also Nigerian. Five of the 13 did not vote. This is an invalid vote. And it won't be in the LA Times because Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa fixes reporters' tickets at the LA Times.
Thank you. Harry McElroy, Connie Thomas, Arnold Sachs, Marcos Rodriguez, Felipe Marquez.
Thank you again, sir. Arnold Sachs. Fascinating listening to the discussion on the motion regarding the Crenshaw line. Supervisor Ridley Thomas and Mr. Katz, the wording of the motion. Supervisor Knobby, Ms. O'Connor, the Brown Act, Mayor Villaraigosa, interpreting the difference. Yet when I bring up the language of a registered corporation deed that mentions Los Angeles to Pasadena Metro Blue Line Construction Authority, a.k.a. Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension Construction Authority, how is that interpreted? Well, that's interpreted as the same way as the state legislation. But it's not the same. It's not the same. Brown Act says state legal state committees meet. These aren't committees of the state. These aren't agencies created by the state. So why is the Gold Line Foothill Construction Authority meeting tonight?
Thank you.
Can you explain that?
Ms. Antonio O'Connor. Lopez. Antonio Lopez.
Thank you for your answers as always.
Andra Lewis.
Fascinating.
Jose Rodriguez, followed by Diana Wu. Antonio. Think, yeah, Antonio, you need an interpreter, right?
Yes, I need it.
Okay. We got an interpreter?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can do it.
Muy buenas tardes, mesa directiva, los que nos encontramos aquí.
Good afternoon, board members.
Yo quería decirles de que se encuentra algo de que lo que el este de Los Ángeles no tiene un mall. Ya he visto de que las negociaciones siempre se encuentran en Huntington Park y acá en los callejones.
East Los Angeles does not have one mode. The only modes exist in Huntington Park and other locations.
Entonces yo quería hacerle que hiciéramos una rehabilitación a todos esos negociantes, tapar siempre como la calle La Whittier desde la Ford hasta el Atlantic en forma de arcos.
So I'd like to propose that we close the location between Central and Whittier in the form of arches.
Desde la Ford hasta el Atlantic, poner unos arcos y todos esos arcos ponerlos con plásticos, digamos, blancos para que entre la claridad, hacer baños.
From Ford to Atlantic, put arches so that the clarity will enter and make bathrooms.
Y entonces yo quiero para exigir un poquito más de liderazgo de la señora Gloria Molina para que puedan atender.
Get the cooperation or the support of Supervisor Gloria Molina.
A ese centro comercial, ¿verdad? Porque ya está, se ve como abandonado y no es justo porque tenemos que atraer mucha
more attention
más gente.
To that location because it seems abandoned and needs more attention.
Así que traer más gente y más publicidad para esa
right,
para
we'll
esos
try.
Pobres.
Thank you.
Centro comercial.
All right. Diana Wu here. Jose Rodriguez followed by Gerard Wright.
I just have one question. I didn't get to speak on item 13. I don't know if I can get 2 minutes.
Oh, sorry. 13's done. I apologize.
Well, they didn't call me. I fill up a form. They didn't call me.
Sign up. So I called everybody.
No, not me.
Yeah,
okay.
So
let me speak a little bit about item 13. I do support the bus-only lane, but still what I see here, they should do the bus-only lane all the way from and Wilshire Boulevard all the way from Figueroa to Ocean Boulevard. So you should think about doing that. That might be much better. Now, my public comment is, I'm a student of Cal State LA, and this is happening so often. Sometimes the elevators are not working. You know, the stairs are sometimes almost like going up 4 floors, especially the one goes from downtown LA to El Monte. The backpacks are so heavy sometimes for students. I carry 2 or 3 books plus my laptop. And your elevators don't work. So next time that happens, you should put some people over there that work for MTA and Metrolink or Foothill Transit and help the students carry this, because this is not my fault I have to carry all this heavy just because your elevator doesn't work. It's not fair for students. Think about that. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. And we're going to be working those elevators and escalators. That's a very valid point. Mr. Wright?
Okay. Good afternoon, or I should say good evening in a second. It's almost happy hour time.
I just want to commend the Metro board and staff and everyone in the audience just for having to witness and be a part of this. This was a very trying day, and I commend Mr. Chair Kanabe for his leadership as well as his levity, because we needed in the worst way during this time. So it was something I want to commend him on, especially considering we wasted an hour of time that I feel I would never get back because of one little bit of language of removing a station. I just find it unfathomable and just a lack of respect. And sometimes certain people wonder why they don't get their way within the county and within this board. So I just want to make that note. And it's happy hour time, so let's get out of here. Thank you very much.
And I appreciate Gerard. I appreciate that comment. And I just want to say, I mean, I know that there was some confusion at the end about the language, but I really felt the board was united in a commitment to build that station.
I agree.
Okay.
And Mr. Wright speaks for me as well, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. We are going to make an attempt to close the public hearing. That adjourns the meeting, but we're going to go into closed session, I believe, see if we can hold a quorum. I can't guarantee you, Mr. County Council, but we'll give it every shot we got. You told me 2 minutes. You got 3, and you're out of there.
Okay.